get started this morning. How are y'all? How is everybody doing today? Good. Glad to hear it. It's good to see some new faces here today. So glad that you joined us today. Just as we have people coming at the doors, let me just ask this real quick. I just everybody, and I'll be the first to raise my hand. How many have had kind of a stressful week? Okay, good. Glad it's not just me. But it's something that, just as we begin, just something that's just been in my heart all week, and just something that, and maybe this was just for me, but I don't think it's just for me. I think it's for so many people of us here. Just the opportunity to rest in the Lord this morning. I want to start with the book of Hebrews chapter 4. And I'm just calling just this time of worship today, just the best word that I can call it. It's a rest and soak set this morning, if that's all right. I know that that so many of us have so many things going on, and if we're not careful, it's so easy for the things of this world, for the worries of the world, for the anxieties of the world, for church activity, for everything that's going on, just to cloud out what the Lord wants from us most, which is just for us to dwell with Him. It says this, anytime that Jesus talks about rest in the Gospels, it's always, the contrast to rest in what He says is always anxiety about tomorrow and about the loss of material things. Anytime the Lord is talking about rest, the contrast to that is worry about losing things, or worry about the things of this world. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter 4, but also beginning in chapter 3, Paul, or whoever the writer of Hebrews is, talks about this. He talks about the people of Israel and how it was the Lord's desire for them to enter into His rest as they were going into the land of Canaan. But for so many of them, they did not enter that rest, and it was because of their disobedience. It says that, today if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts. I want to start on verses 1. I wasn't planning on reading all this, but when I started reading, I just couldn't not just read this. I had to keep going. But it says in verse 1, God's promise of entering His rest still stands. So we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience it. For this good news that God has prepared this rest has been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God. For only we who believe can enter His rest. As for the others, God said, in my anger I took an oath, they will never enter my place of rest. Even though this rest has been made ready since He made the world, we know it is ready because of the place in Scriptures where it mentions the seventh day. On the seventh day, God rested from all His work. But in the other passage, God said, they will never enter my place of rest. So God's rest is there for people to enter. But those who first heard this good news failed to enter because they disobeyed God. So God set another time for entering His rest, and that time is today. God announced this through David much later in the words already quoted. Today, when you hear His voice, don't harden your hearts. Now, if Joshua has succeeded in giving them this rest, God would not have spoken about another day of rest still to come. So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before His eyes. and He is the one to whom we are accountable. You know, the way that we can enter the rest of the Lord is by simply resting in, calling upon the name of the Lord, resting in what Jesus has already done for us. You know, but my question is, as for those of us who are believers here today, even though we have been given that rest, we have been given the opportunity to enter that rest, are our lives such as to where we are doing that? Are our lives riddled with anxiety about the things of this world, about where tomorrow, the things of tomorrow are going to come from, or what's going to happen? Do we show ourselves not just before the Lord, but before believers, before non-believers who do not belong to the Lord? Are we living lives of that show forth the fruits of the Spirit in our lives, lives of utter dependence upon God, lives of trust? Are we entering that rest today? You know, and if you don't feel like that describes your life today, let's take this morning, whether you want to stand, whether you want to sit, whether you just want to come up to the altar, whatever you want to do this morning, but let's rest in the Lord and who He is and give our worries to Him. Because let's be honest, we all have worries about things that in our lives that are going to happen, but let's give those to the Lord this morning. Let's make it to where our lives are lives of utter dependence and trust upon our Maker. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we start today. Lord, thank You that You have made a way of rest for those who belong to You, God. Lord, You call us to lives of obedience to You. Lord, You call us, Lord, to not harden our hearts as the people of Israel did, God. Lord, thank You, Lord, for giving us hearts of flesh. Lord, removing our heart of stone, Lord, for making us, Lord, able to obey Your law, God, Lord, and for us to be one with You for what You have done on the cross, Jesus. Thank You that it is not of works. Lord, there is nothing that we can do to earn it, Lord, but that is a gift that You have given freely to us, Lord. Lord, we cast all of our cares upon You, God. Lord, we rest in the joy of knowing You today. Lord, we rest in the peace that Your voice brings into our lives today. Holy Spirit, move upon our hearts, Lord, as we sing to You, as we worship You, as we seek You out today for the things in our lives, Lord, for the things in our family, Lord, for the lives of others that we know. Thank You for being our provider, the one who is always faithful as we have need, Lord. We approach Your throne with confidence today, Lord. Upon us now.
Show us your power, Lord. Bring your glory. River, let his love flood your soul. His goodness make you
Jesus, today we drink of your grace, God, that you've given us. Lord, we bask in it, Lord. Lord, thank you for the rest that you provide for your children, God. Lord, a rest that comes from dependence, from trust in what you have called, what you have said, God, already in your word, Father. Lord, remind us in our lives, Lord, of the things that you have promised. Lord, and we just want to rest in that, Lord, to drink of you, to partake of who you are, God. Thank you that you are always waiting, Lord, even when we are the prodigal sons and daughters. You just call us simply to come, to sit with you, to dwell with you. Find our refuge in you. Lord, so we give our worries, our cares to you, Father. We give our joys to you, Lord. You're faithful, Jesus. We love you so much. You're so worthy, Lord. We'll continue to speak to our hearts today. Lord, and we're listening. We're listening to what you have to say to us today. In your precious name.